you stumbled upon our podcast. Hope you got your lighter. Sup, I'm Lotta Lox, and these are my guests.
Hello, I'm Lex Scope.
And Marquise of Fonta Wave.
Yeah.
Fuck, I didn't say what I was from.
Why don't you go ahead and tell them?
I'm Lex. I run Lex Scope Productions. It's a media production company based in Seattle.
Fire media production company based in Seattle.
Thank you.
So what you smoking on, Lex?
I don't even know. I didn't bring this smoke. In my casual day-to-day, I've been smoking... I've been smoking a lot of ZOZ. Zaz.
Facts. Them tea leaves.
Big ups to Zaz.
Yeah, I've been smoking a lot of this shit just because, like, you know, it'd be actively around me all the time.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Keys?
Today, I brought some strawberry gelato for us to smoke on. Strand Genetics. Strawberry is going to be strawberry cookie. The gelato is... acai, so it's gonna be gelato 33, 41 cross. I mean, some dabs over here from Lift the Dreams.
Oh,
a little bit I'm rolling infused blunts. Yeah, I mean, I figure if we're gonna do it, it's my first podcast.
Hold on, everybody. It might get weird. Anything else with it? I mean, no.
We got a little bit of the Buckeye Perp that you got left from 50 Fold. Shout out 50 Fold. Shout out Sven.
Fire Leaf. And I'm smoking on Mary Jane's Poochie Love. It's total 28.6% THC. It's a sativa. I figured it's, you know, a little bit early in the day and we need to get through it, so.
A lot of times I don't even be smoking sativa in the morning.
For sure.
Well, I don't drink coffee and I'll wake up.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
I just started drinking caffeine.
Really?
Yeah.
Just started. I never drank caffeine. Got out here. Started drinking caffeine, now I can't fucking go a morning without, like...
Welcome to Seattle.
I smoke heavy indica, like, all the fucking time, so it kind of, like, balances out and shit.
Mm-hmm. I wake up with, like, copious amounts of energy, so when I drink coffee or smoke sativa, I'm literally, like... Yeah,
I
already wake up like on 10. Like,
yeah, I'm wide awake when I'm awake, anything else, oh my goodness. I had a Starbucks refresher one time. On my way at work.
They got caffeine?
It has caffeine in it. Mild amounts of caffeine. Everyone is probably laughing at me, my response, but I was twitching.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like it's tea-based, so it has green tea in it, it's fruit juice. It's other than, like, their coffee products, what someone who doesn't drink coffee would get at Starbucks, so.
Oh, you want to fuck your life up? Get that nitro.
Oh, no.
Get a nitro.
I just explained.
I tried to order a nitro and a large, and Shorty was like, we can't do that. I'm like, but it's on the menu. What do you mean it's on? She's like, no, we are legally, we can't do it. I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, fine.
Y'all be drinking Red Bulls and, like, Monsters and?
Infrequently. Like, that has to be 18 plus hours of being awake, and I need something to kick it in, or
man,
I'm partying.
I seen this video on the internet, and it was just, like, somebody had a bunch of, like, Monster or Red Bull, one of them, like, in a cup, and they, like, put, like, some fruit in it, and then they, like, sprayed it with something, and it became squishy.
Huh.
Like, that shit is terrible for your body. And I mean, I'm not a fucking super health guru conscious person. I mean, health is wealth. But, like, when I seen that video, I was like, yo, I'm never drinking one of those again.
Makes
when you
sense.
See, like, what it actually does to, like, household products, you're like, wait a minute. That definitely shouldn't be in my body.
Well, thank you for the tip. Good thing
I'm going to send you the link, too, because, like, that video is crazy. When I seen it, I was like, whoa.
Maybe I shouldn't be drinking
ever. People should know about this.
Yeah, okay. Well, I will share it with you viewers once I get it. How has weed helped you recently? Anybody? Jump in.
Like, what you mean?
I mean, in the most basic sense, like, if you had to say, like, how did weed help you yesterday? Or, you know.
I mean, I fucking hate to ride the sometimes I have anxiety train, but, like, every now and again, it's like my anti-anxiety stick. I'm like, yo, I'm about to go into this event or this place with, like, X amount of people that, like, are immediately about to, like, I'm going to have to interact with. I'm like,
yep.
Hit the little anxiety stick, boop, 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 go about my day. And, I mean, that was just, like, yesterday. I mean, but that's just, like...
General basis.
Yeah.
I don't think that you can be black in America and not have anxiety. I don't think it's possible.
Especially when you're from where we from.
Yeah, for sure. to be black in America is a whole other experience. And, we could go there.
When I went back to North Carolina, like, because, I live here now. So I went back to North Carolina, like, last month. Step out the little bar, light up a little joint. Mm-hmm. And then immediately I felt like panic.
Oh, no.
Because the homie like grabbed me like, yo, you can't, like, what are you doing? I'm like, smoking. I'm a little drunk. I wanted to hit a little weed. He's like, nah, man, like, it's hot out here. Like, you'll go to jail right now. And I'm like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. And I just, I mean, obviously I know that, but it just like was a lapse of, you know.
They didn't process because that's, yeah.
And then I was like, yo, I hate this feeling, like knowing, like, and then right after he said that, I seen a cop drive by too. And I was like, instant, holy, like, I hate this feeling. I haven't felt like that in a long time where, like, I felt like, oh, wow, I'm immediately, like, a criminal immediately, no matter what. Like, right now I'm about to go to maybe get in trouble for, like, smoking
weed. I'm not troubling nobody. I'm minding my business.
I don't even got no, I don't got no weight on me. Yeah, I don't got no, I don't got no peace on me. I don't got nothing on me.
Mm-hmm. Put that shit in the evidence bag, weigh it and everything.
Yo, he had, like, 0.7 grams.
Oh, no, they weigh it inside. So the trick with that shit, they basically, they put the evidence inside the bag, and when they weigh it with the bag that they put it in.
That's so totally it'd be like explains. Fucking like
4 grams, that, I mean, with the bag and everything. Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
I knew I purchased a dub, but they wrote on my record that I had over 3 grams.
They weighed it with the bag. Weighed it with the bag.
Really, yeah, like, yeah, it's a little stuck now. Yeah, it's a little gummy. It's weird. It's cool.
It
it's
happens
cool.
Whenever you be rolling.
The way the weed has helped me. I work in retail at Greenside Recreational. Shout out Greenside.
For sure.
So on a daily basis, it helps me every day not fuck somebody up. You know, because I work on Aurora, so I get an array of customers. And sometimes they're not all nice. You know what I mean? So
tell me more.
It's helped me in that aspect. It's also helped me in like job security. People are buying weed. I'm still in a job. I sell Fonto. People are smoking weed, buying weed. Weed helps me sell my Fonto. You know what I mean?
For sure.
So,
because that's true. Like there's like a thousand. Like actually, if it wasn't for weed, like I can't do my job I'm doing here in North Carolina. Like there's certain companies that literally hit me up. Like, yo, here's some money. Can you like orchestrate basically somebody taking pictures or videos of you smoking weed, and we will pay you for like your product.
Yeah,
that's not a job that I would literally be able to, like, I'm about to hopefully soon start working with Fronto for those same reasons. Like, yeah, I produce cannabis content.
Yeah,
if I did that in North Carolina, people would be like, nigga, why are you taking pictures of people smoking weed?
Yeah, like, that's illegal. That's hot. Yeah, what you doing?
Yeah, you can't do that.
Get me off camera, man.
And I take photos sometimes. So I like was with the homies. Mm-hmm. I'm taking some pics. He's like, bro, like, you can't post none of these. I'm like,
you snitching?
Like, that's like, nah, bro. No. This is like my job. Like,
this is just life. Yeah, everyone's smoking weed.
Nah, so like, if it wasn't for weed, like this, it's allowed me to be myself, still make money being myself. Like, it helps like my overall business, and I don't know. I don't have to like sneak around and hide who I am.
Mm-hmm. Weed has gotten me to a new level of maturity, or helped me along my journey to a new level of maturity, to where like just smoking in the morning, I am able to process the stuff that is coming at me on a daily. Like,
shout out to the Wake and Bakes.
For sure. With my career, you know, like I run anesthesia. Things.
Wait, what?
I'm a veterinary technician by trade.
Funny segue into something. We have to remind me about that. Okay. I was reading a study about smokers
under anesthesia. We definitely want to talk about that.
Crazy.
Yes, we will get there. So just on a daily, the stress of keeping something alive, like, is the mildest portion of my skill set in tasks. So
what
smoking
you mean?
For my job.
No, keeping like animals alive?
Yeah. Oof. Under anesthesia. And that's like someone's pet and they care about it. And I think about all these things and who I am as an individual, you know, that could drive me crazy. But thanks to weed, I just like, I can let go of certain things that cause me stress. Exactly. And provide great customer service. So weed has helped me a lot lately.
Yeah, I'm definitely trying to get better at customer service.
So about individuals who smoke on a constant basis, there was a study, right, that said that if you smoke weed like daily, you need to let any surgeon or anesthesiologist know before you go under, because you need a higher dose of
twice
anesthetic. Inhale it.
Because you'll wake up?
Yes. People have woken up under the knife. Like, I think the person that they were talking to, she was just getting a dental procedure.
Getting her wisdoms pulled, and she came out of it. And they ended up putting her, like, right back under.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they know, like, oh, yo, she waking up.
Exactly
yo, she waking
what
up.
Happened. Yeah.
You'd be like,
But yeah, it's like 50% more 50% more anesthesia, 14% more fentanyl and other drugs used, like
opioids,
I mean,
like
for
pain.
It to be able to opiates for them to be able to like do their job, like you'd need way more.
So you tell them before you have surgery so that they can prepare for that. And I think the end result was that because you need more anesthetic, you wake up groggier from a procedure, which is accurate. If like in my day-to-day job, if I run a higher level of anesthetic, it takes a lot longer for that pet when they wake up recover.
That sounds like logic.
Yeah, it just makes sense. But for her, for that dental procedure, that meant she was required to have someone drive her home, whereas people who went through the same procedure just drove themselves home after it wasn't...
I didn't drive myself home after I got mine out.
I lost four at the same time. Oh, I was a hot mess.
Man, they took out.
I got all four of mine pulled the weekend before 4th of July.
No.
Bro.
That's so mean.
They took out three of mine, and then they left one in, and then I went back, and there, like a year later, there was like, why do you still have one wisdom tooth? And I was like,
why do I still have one?
Y'all left, What do you mean? Yeah, you was here when they took it out, probably. You probably
that's
left.
Like somebody hopping in your car. Why do you have my letter? You left it when you got it. Yeah, that's right.
What do you mean? Why do I still have it? Well, they're like, well, it's growing in a weird way, so we should probably get that up out of there. And I was like, okay. I figure y'all. So basically, I had to get my wisdom teeth out twice.
Yeah, no, man. That makes you want to fight people.
No, it's cool. I didn't mind it. I got the days off work.
Oh, okay, cool.
It was cool. It was they gave me the good drugs.
Yes, but for me, like, another reason why I love weed, I don't do well. They gave me, like, OxyCotton.
No, they got to give you the better shit.
Oxy?
They gave me, well, I was a teenager when I lost
I was a teenager, and they gave me Vicks.
I'm about to say, that should give you the...
nice.
They gave me Vicks. It's all good because on the 4th of July, they put me under, but like for the aftercare, they gave me Vicks and shit.
You know, but I see this is what happens when you, this is why I left Florida, everybody.
Okay, because say,
they was giving oxys for fucking scrapes on the knee.
Yeah.
I mean, Florida, that's why Florida has
and I was awake.
A crazy opiate problem.
I was awake for this thing. They didn't me to sleep. They just numbed everywhere, and I could feel the guy with the pressure. And at the same time, he's cursing out the dental assistant. I'm crying during this procedure because he was just being so mean to this lady, and I couldn't figure out what was going on, bro.
God damn.
Yeah, and then they gave me OxyContin afterwards, and I was like, I would just wake up when the pain started coming back, eat something, take pain meds, and go. I was a ghost for a week.
Weed is great. My boy smoked weed when he got his wisdom teeth taken out. Don't do that
dude,
shit.
You're not supposed to smoke.
I
it's
did
the
that.
Suck,
you gotta,
it's
you,
the
you
sucking.
Gotta rinse. You gotta rinse after you do it. You dry sock it is possibly the nastiest shit I've ever encountered. And my man's breath smelled like a dead possum ass. Or something. Oh my God, that shit was the worst. Mm. I when the shit happened, I'm like, don't speak directly to me. speak
over there,
around me. Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, speak in this direction. Don't speak to me.
I didn't get dry socket, but I was definitely smoking when I got mine out. But the thing about that is I was getting a haircut, and I don't really be popping pills like that, but obviously I did because I had the wisdom teeth out. So, like, I was getting a haircut. I had popped two of the little pills. I was like, all right, I'm going to go get a little cut right quick. Mm. My barber at the time sparked up some loud, and he passed it to me. I ain't, whatever. I take a little hit while I'm getting a haircut, whatever. That's good vibes. Awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, I didn't really, I was young, so I didn't really recognize, like, what was happening. But, like, the mixture of the
pills and
the pills and the weed, I was, like, it was, like, a really trippy haircut because when you know you're going to trip, it's fun.
You prepared.
But if, like, it just, you don't expect it, and all of a sudden the shit just starts getting weird, like, I start sweating hella tough. Yeah, like, I think I low-key almost had a panic attack, and I was like, what the fuck is going on?
I'm stressed out.
I couldn't understand what the fuck was going on, but now, like, motherfuckers do that shit for fun. Not me, personally, but people.
But they do, No, that's not an experience I want. In that vein of thought, have you heard the news about the new, like, cannabinoids that have come out?
THCP.
THCP, CBDP, that's a little bit older. And then, of course, CBG. But they've got new studies coming out about CBG and gastrointestinal cancer.
How it, like, basically, like, attacks the cells.
Mm-hmm.
Like, viciously attacks the cells.
cancer cells in the stomach.
It causes necrosis like within like I think it was like 48 hours of the introduction of the CBG.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like that's crazy.
Unheard of.
It's
and
crazy. So it's like man-made though.
No, it's a natural occurring cannabinoid.
Cannabis derived.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to isolate it, pull it, and
that's what I'm saying. But it's like it's not like a natural occurrence. Like it had to be created, is what I'm saying.
No, they found it in the plant, and then
they found it.
So they're in. Okay, so these
it just appeared.
No, it didn't appear. They noticed that they were there, but they're in such small quantities that when you go to
isolate it, it's really tough
science. Like the medicine and the science behind it had to develop to be able to identify these things because
so they just like allowing. Yo, we found four more kinds of weed.
Four more kinds of components
like of weed.
Cannabinoids.
Because they had identified THC so and everyone had been rocking with it.
Nobody. I mean, I know because I read the article prior to this, but that's what I was thinking. I was like, y'all telling me. I don't know. It
seems odd that this information is out there now, like just random. Oh, look, it's been here.
Well, I just feel. Okay, maybe this is what it is. I feel like we just now finding out about it.
Oh, yes.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all telling me. If you were telling me the scientists found out, I'm like, nah,
no,
that doesn't
no.
sound.
It's a known scientific fact.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
You could
over like
find
170
this,
cannabinoids.
Yes, you would just have to look for the studies, and lay people don't do that because it's in scientific jargon. So you'd have to be able to understand that. They've been working on it. They've just gotten the okay to talk about it publicly. Like, okay, now we can publish our results. We've found it. We've tested it. So I see what you're saying. Yes, we just found out about it. The scientists have been known about it. But I think look at what we would know if you had allowed people to study this sooner and more, because that's one of our problems right now. Like, because it's federally illegal, they're not able to study it the way they should. And we have answers to things in this science and in this medicine.
The big thing is making sure that it is federally legal, because there's a lot of different components that we still don't really know too much about. Like, I mean, these, like, they just found out what these guys do, but there's a lot of other cannabinoids that are still like a kind of a gray area. Like, we're not really sure like exactly like the full capacity of like what these cannabinoids are like able to, like, as far as like inflammation and cancer, and we don't know. Like, we need more study. Like, more work needs to be done. More studies need to be done.
But with each little study, we're finding answers that lean that way. So my problem is how can you see this science and then publicly say, well, we're going to pass a law to cut high THC because it leads to psychosis? You know, like, how can you control something and not acknowledge the positive sides of it and put that into your studies? Okay.
It's goddamn NPR now. Shit.
It's like, it just makes no sense to me. And the fact that these news anchors, and they won't deny it. It's like, you have to read that article on Leafly. How many regular people really know about Leafly unless you're like a weed nerd?
I mean, there's like, people that come in the shop, like, I mean, and don't know about Leafly. I'm good with that.
I did some work for for WikiLeaf. So, like, that's the only reason I probably even, like, remotely know about shit. They be writing articles. I've like been in some of the videos for those articles, so obviously I'd be on the website.
Yeah, you just be.
But if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't just be casually, you know,
informed.
I would watch the video and keep it moving. But sometimes I just scroll past something and I'm like, oh shit, let me, because I still like, I kind of care about that.
What's going on? What's new?
It's wild.
And I'm hoping that we can encourage more people to do that, because how many of you out there just smoke because it makes you feel good? Yeah. So
figure out why it makes you feel good.
Yeah, learn a little bit more about it. Like, you're taking something into your body.
No, it makes sense. That's how I, like, actually, it changes too, though. Because for up until maybe like a year and a half ago, I was a heavy sativa smoker.
Yeah.
Always Wake and Bacon sativa was my go-to. It was the creative high drug. It was the one that was uplifting. I could run around, do shit. My brain was more active and shit. And then maybe as of like last year, I would smoke it and I would just like get hella anxious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your emotional state, but that's how you feel when you're smoking.
That's attributed to, so every several to like 7 years, the brain chemistry in a person changes.
Exactly.
So that's attributed to like the brain chemistry, your brain chemistry
changes. And I was aware of it too. I was like, yo, whenever I smoke sativa now, like, I didn't used to, I would like stress out and I would like, it would like cause problems. Like in my, like I would overthink shit super, super tough. And I'm like, yo, why is this happening? Like nothing's going on. Everything's cool. Everything's kosher.
That goes right back to why we need to like, we need more study on all these cannabinoids. Cause.
Well, also I think it's more so like personal too. Cause then like I started like changing things. Like I don't be on my phone for the first like 30 minutes when I wake up now.
Oh my goodness.
You know what I'm saying? Certain things like that. So
it's an increasing moments of peace in your chaotic life.
Yeah, so I just like, it's like a calm storm before the day. And then I always smoke indica when I wake up now because I do wake up with like hella energy. Like even right now, like I get a little hyper and shit. I don't know why. It's just my personality. So like I hit the indica and like chill the fuck out.
But I'm saying, right? So you like sativa, but you don't like... Like, I mean, that high energy feel.
I just know when I like sativa.
Oh, you just had, like, so... Like,
I just know there's a time, like, I won't smoke sativa. It won't be the first thing I smoke when I wake up.
So
if I have a choice.
There's a cannabinoid, Delta 8. It's lesser known, but there's a lot of companies that are actually starting to do a lot more Delta 8, like, centered, like, products. Like, Oleum has a Delta 8 concentrate and a cartridge.
That sounds like a Transformer.
Fairwinds is doing Delta 8. Right? But it's one of those type of highs where like you feel great. You feel invigorated. But like it's not one of those like, oh, fuck, like, oh, I'm nervous. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so if we had more studies on Delta 8, maybe you're not even a sativa smoker. And this, well, maybe you're a fucking Delta 8 smoker. Yeah. You know what I mean? Maybe that's
luckily, most shit is like hybrid anyway. You know what I'm saying? Not like most of the time I'd be like, yo, because most of the time, even some of the like people that, they just be like, I'd be like, oh, wait, is this an indica or sativa? And they're like, I can tell they're used to just talking to like regular people. So they just be like, it's both. Yeah. They don't even want to. I'm like, no, just let, I want to actually want to know. Yeah. Just
where
tell
does
me,
this weed leave?
Is it 80-20? Yeah. Like, just hit where me does with it go? A ratio. They just be like, it's just both. I'm like, come on, bro. I know it's both. But like,
all
hit me,
that
bro.
Shit's going to be shedded. Like, all that indica sativa hybrid is going to be shedded. And people are going to start, like, people will be able to have the conversation of, like, all right, well, this these terpenes are present and these cannabinoids are present, so this is the type of high you're gonna get. You know what I mean, like, once we have more studies, all the sativa indica hybrid shit will be trumped by the studies and focus on cannabinoids like that. So, yeah, well, I mean, neither here nor there.
Neither
here nor there.
Yeah, I wasn't even really too privy to any of the like science side of it. Actually, I got put on. We went to Vegas in December and filmed for Mary J. BizCon. Have y'all heard of that?
I was drooling. I was watching. I was here, but I was watching online. Like, look at my people having fun.
No, so I was working. It was still fun, but yeah. I was working. We were filming a documentary out there for my homie out in Portland. Mm-hmm. She runs the National Cannabis Awareness and Diversity Convention in Portland, which y'all should actually both
definitely
go to. Yeah,
it's coming
y'all up. Should definitely both go to that real shit. Like she's trying to like really make a change and like do positive shit for like stoners and like artists. It's really dope. Mm-hmm. But we were in Vegas at Mary Jane BizCon and we like literally learned so much about weed. Mm-hmm. So much. Like I literally was in a room with people like that just like were pitching their weed businesses. It was like Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Yeah, real shit. It was Shark Tank for people in the cannabis industry. Real shit. It was really, really dope. That's and I'm dope. Like sitting here like, wow, this is really, like I don't have access to this space. It's like $500 to like even go there. And these are like the seminars and like the business shit that happened like the day before the actual like convention even happened. So this is where like people were going
the
to like
throw them.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That shit was insane. And like just the amount of like money that was just walking around was just like crazy.
It was
like
inspiring.
Hell yeah.
I was like, I can do this.
I was like, yo, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here with it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got my little suit on. Let's get it. Like, it was insane just the people to shake hands with and network with. I wish I wasn't working so I could have moved around and like met more people. But it was,
you know, for the next one.
Oh my gosh, it was so insane, yo. But I learned about there's so many machines for like terp. Like that's what I'm saying. The science part of it. So on the convention floor, it's like just thousands of just vendors. Mm-hmm. They selling like lights for probably all the science shit.
All the automated
about.
Stuff that's coming on. The grow industry is it. Like it has hit. It's at its best level. Now they're just like finding different ways to fuck with the genetics and
monetize,
stuff. Like
So that's but on everybody's the newest
side,
shit.
It's technology.
And the wild part, like in this, all the seminars I went to, they were like, "Yo, we come from where a lot of our people are still marginalized and like still going to jail for that shit. They've already figured out how to make the most money of it, make the best kind of shit. Like, I just feel like a lot of the seminars I went to were saying like, yo, we got to catch up, but like we have the exact same things, but we don't have the access to the knowledge as easily. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And the funding, like it's purposely shut out. There's no other words for it. For us to come together, it has to be a big group of us all putting down large amounts to pay the bill, because it's driven high by people who have had generations to amass wealth to easily go into a new industry. And at the same time, we've been sent to prison for this situation. Same thing that's amassing money and been set back and can't get a job and can't get the resources to get to that level. But I went to prison for it.
That's why it's nice to see like a lot of states are coming up with systems where they're letting minorities, they're opening up licenses for minorities to be able to open business up. Mass is actually going to have their first minority-owned dispensary coming up soon. In Boston, nonetheless. So big up Mass, big up Boston.
For sure.
You know I mean, I'm from Rhode Island, Providence.
Kind of basically like the same thing.
Right around the corner. Don't say that shit over there.
No, I would never.
Providence niggas don't fuck with Boston niggas.
If anybody, I'm not trying to offend anybody from either of those places.
But, you know.
I like those places, actually.
But it's like the South.
They get busy. They get busy over there.
It's tight because it shows people like this is doable. Like this is obtainable.
A real thing.
And Chicago. Keep your eyes on Chicago, upcoming year. The mayor's like, we will be forming. Like, this is like, she's like 100% sure about this shit. Mm-hmm. She's like, we will be forming some type of coalition, minority-based, minority-run, and we will be growing our own weed here in Chicago.
Preach.
Yeah, I mean, so, and like her biggest thing is making sure minorities get those first seats because Chicago has one of the, before the legalization, has one of the highest arrest rates for minorities for possession of marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she's trying to turn the tides as far as, like, who gets first dibs and hopefully expungement of records. Like, that's, like, the biggest
thing. The most important thing. Like, we should not have that tarnishing our name or carrying it around for something that you are selling and making profit on as a state. It makes no sense. But I've heard of these programs, and I am very hopeful because of the people that are speaking about them and supporting them. However, similar programs weren't they put in place in California?
Yeah, and Cali's fucking up right now.
Exactly. So my question is that's well, not my question, my worry that I'm concerned that could affect other markets. So that's why I'm keeping my eye on it to see how it progresses. Just like I was paying attention.
Honestly, I feel like Cali was the go-to far as like what's like emerging trends and markets and whatnot. And still, like, to this day, like, they still do have a lot of people that are like paving the way. There's a couple guys in Santa Ana. There's no weed allowed in Santa Ana. What they did was they built a kiosk, a delivery kiosk. So it's a store you go to. You go to the kiosk, like the shit in McDonald's.
Yeah.
You pick what you want, and somebody delivers it to this location.
Dope.
I mean, but it's a secure location, and it's neighboring dispensaries.
Dope.
I mean, so like that, something like that could be a thing of future for somewhere like Federal Way, where they've shot down.
Hey, shout out to Fed.
They were like, "Yo, we're not letting any weed in there."
Yeah, no.
They've voted it no against it like the last three times this went up, so. Like, that could be a possibility for Federal Way. You know what I mean?
Somebody just got to.
But on the same note, like, they are dropping the ball and shitting the bed.
Well.
Do better, Cali.
Yeah. We're not coming from a place of higher, you know, like of superiority, because Washington is fucking up as well, personally, with the bills that have just come through.
People be fucking up.
Yeah.
People be fucking up.
But the recently, we're. A lot of people I've seen are protesting in the industry are protesting one of the
concentrate bin.
Yeah, the concentrate.
So that got shot down. It did? That's not happening.
Woo!
But I feel like they're gonna be back. They're gonna come back, and it's gonna be reworded, and they're gonna rework it and mm-hmm. try to like reintroduce it.
Leaning heavier probably on the study about psychosis induced on higher levels of concentrate.
They were giving concentrates to people that like never smoked weed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
and they didn't know if they were susceptible before they did the study, like to mental illness.
So you have no control. So like the whole study didn't make any is like sense. Ineffective. You have no control and
like that's the most imperative part or important part of like a study is that there's a control. You have something to compare it to.
Indubitably.
Yo, like bring my fucking like I know plenty of dabbers out here. Bring one of them out there, let them be your control.
Yeah.
I mean this guy like isn't fucking susceptible to psychosis. He smoked a lot of dabs. Mm-hmm. Let him dab some shit. Let them dab some shit.
Yeah.
Study both of them, see what happens.
But you were gonna pass an entire law that was going to affect so many people's jobs.
40% of the industry would have been gone. They would have Thanos that shit right out of existence.
Yeah, bye.
40%. But my thing is, you kind of have to call that bluff. Because it's like, so you're willing to...
Lose money?
Just, yeah. 40, big money. That's 40% of your income generated. 40%? That's a big deal.
Because of a shitty study? or a misinterpretation of a study? I mean, I we need to do more on the study side. We've said that so many times. But... The first one comes out, you want to change a bill that you're eating off of? Who's your account manager?
So what? And their reply to it would be, "Well, we're worried about the safety of people and whatnot." I was like,
"Are you? Because what if that 40% they lose their jobs? Like those people no longer have a way to pay their bills. So are you worried about those people?"
I don't know, man.
Shit. Anyway, it's getting heavy up
you
in
got
here.
Me. Yeah, yeah. I'm, like, yeah.
I'm just the things that I when I read it, I'm thinking about. Like I want to see both sides of it. Like,
nah, that's important because that's honestly probably something I wouldn't even like put too much thought in. So I'm glad like somebody out there is like actively putting that kind of thought into those kind of situations and shit like that. You know, and it like makes me be like, damn, man, like keep up. In a sense, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't really be super up to date with like laws and like what the fuck's going on as far as like, you know, this industry, like, but like I like to follow and be connected to people like y'all because I can like tap in. And most of the time whenever some shit happens, like y'all will low-key put it in layman's terms too. So it's just like, yo, this is what's happening and this is why you should care. And this is how it immediately affects you.
That's why this show exists.
I feel like that's...
That's what I'm saying. That's often I fuck with it and I appreciate
that's like
it.
When I've... Being, excuse me, shit, I should have brought some fucking water.
Hey, man, I just ran out of water, so I was about to start sweating.
It's okay.
Being that I work at a dispensary, like, I feel like that's, like, my biggest, like, I owe that to the people. Like, to, like,
facts. That's dope.
Pass that knowledge on. Like, so every day at work, I make sure, like, if I have a customer that comes in, got a few minutes to spare, you're going to learn some shit. I mean, you're gonna leave a more educated stoner, period. Like, I mean, you come to Greenside on Oral Gang. I mean, you come there, you're going to learn some shit.
Oh, man. Well, Light Up and Listen is a segment of our show that I think is super important.
Like sleepers?
Yeah. Please tell me more.
It's kind of hard to explain. Actually, no, it's not. Basically, there's this podcast.
It's hard. No, I got it.
No, there's
that's
this...
what you say when you're mad. Huh?
It's hard to explain.
There's a lot to it, my nigga. Look it up.
Yeah. No, no. I was like, wait. No, there's this one podcast that I kind of listen to, and at the end of it, they just play like unreleased music or like music that they like or just like sleeper songs that maybe like they know about that maybe nobody else knows about, but usually like they'd be good songs. But no, that's not what you're talking about.
No, not what I'm talking about. But I mean. Potentially, because it doesn't. I don't know if you've listened to these albums or if you're bumping them. Cool. So it's Light Up and Listen is just a segment where things that I like to do when I'm smoking weed is listen to music, and so like the music that has touched me or taken me on a journey while I've been puffing on that good stuff. And recently, it's been Yo Gotti Untrapped, and I didn't know if y'all.
Fire. The new Yo Gotti?
Yeah, the new one.
Yeah, I've been thumping that. I just got back from Portland. Yeah. I played it all the way down there.
It's a vibe. It's his beats and his like how he rides the beat with his little bit of cockiness.
Yeah. That bravado. Yo,
tight shit about Yo Gotti.
Yeah.
He's teaming up with Jay-Z. They're suing the
City. Or the state.
The state.
Yeah, I saw that.
State correction.
I saw that. I don't know if they're going
to
win.
I mean, Tennessee state correction.
Yeah. I don't know if they're going to win, but it's dope that they're in a position to maybe be able to win.
So the thing about something like that, even if you don't win, you force them into an area like jails are a business, like just like anything else.
Facts.
For sure.
So like you put a business's back to the wall, even if you don't win, there has to be some changes.
Yeah,
they have to change some shit to save face. Mm-hmm. I mean,
absolutely.
So,
like, make even, it public. Like,
it's a problem. W because it's a proven.
It's gonna change something no matter what.
Inside, no matter what.
Yeah,
so,
yes.
It's a W. You know what I mean,
yeah, something's gonna change regardless. I fuck with that.
Yeah, I know it's easy to get caught up in your own existence, but like, at some point, you have to want to say something.
Facts.
Like with the internet and the things that are available to you, you can say it to the world. So just do it. Thanks. Talk about it. Like, don't let life pass you by, because, you know, like, we've got to stick together. We got to get somewhere.
Hey, you been playing that? I've been playing that new Brent.
Brent Fires.
Yeah, that shit good.
She put me on.
That shit
I love
good.
Him.
Yeah, I knew I had heard him on the Gold Link shit, but I've never really listened to it. But yo, this motherfucker got a smooth ass.
He's coming out here in March.
That one, Fuck the World song has already been out for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And I fucking really like that song.
Did
he's
you
just saying.
To his older stuff?
No, actually, I haven't.
Please go listen
to
his
older
Yeah,
I really
stuff.
Haven't. I just really honestly got put on and I was like, yo, this is groovy.
For real.
And then.
Yeah, he'll be here in March. I have my ticket. I am ready. I did not put it on this list, and that's a shame because I played it like 5 times on one day.
It's still kind of new, though. It's still kind of new, though.
You ever fuck with 070 Shake?
Yeah.
She just dropped some shit. You fuck with her.
Oh, yeah.
You fuck with Yes Jules?
You would fuck with 070.
I've heard of her.
You fuck with Yes Jules?
Never.
Them. Is it a band?
Never mind then. Just like forget I even said it.
Not
Yes Jules?
It's not somebody that I want to put like active attention on.
Oh, okay.
But I'm curious because that's like, yeah. Just
similar vibe?
Nah, I think she like manages her or something like that. Yeah.
Got it. I'm going to look it up later. Russ, Shake the Snow Globe. Do you guys know about
I've
Russ?
I've heard a couple tracks. Mm-hmm. I've heard a couple tracks.
I haven't heard anything from it yet, so I can't really speak on it. But
that's
like, I'm not the biggest Russ
that's
fan, though. I will say that.
Attitude?
I'm not sure. Well, okay, I actually like how he's like putting hands and feet on niggas, though. I like that. Like, if you're talking about him, and you see him at a show, he'll put hands and feet on you. Yeah,
that's funny shit because he's a little dude.
I kind of fuck with that.
He's from Georgia, bro.
Yeah.
He's a little dude.
So I'm not going to say it. I kind of fuck with that. That's like, you know, I mean, that's cool. But his music, he's like, thank you. Thank you. I knew I was coming on this podcast. So I was like, but I was like, yo, he like raps his own shit and produces his own shit and writes his own shit. Like, we get it.
And we'll
like,
beat a nigga's ass. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah, but if you're down to do all that, I'm like, yo, you. I mean, but his music just don't really, it's something about it that doesn't really like resonate. Yeah, yeah. It sounds good, but it's just like something about it. Like,
Russ is like I have to be in a certain mood to play him.
Yeah.
Definitely. And that's how I am about all music. Like, whether I want to be like real hood, you know, like super trap, super emotional, like, you know, like. But he is a mood. Live show, pretty funny.
Really? He puts a good... I've never been to a show.
Yeah, it wasn't... if you... Again, you have to be in the mood. You have to embrace it, you know. But out here, he stopped the show a couple of times because people were fighting in the crowd. And...
Damn.
Yeah, so he was like... He didn't stop the show because of the fight. He stopped the show to explain that he saw a fight. He went to the security guard and was like, yo, they fighting in the crowd. And the security guard was like, nah, they'll handle it.
And, keep performing.
Yeah. Like, and so him, he was like, never in my life have I ever told a security guard that people are fighting. And they were like, nah, they got it. Washington, y'all on some different shit. Like, like, y'all just fight it out. But we do have a law that allows you to, if you say you want to go, bro, and they say, yes, you've agreed to a fight, you can fist fight, and the cops won't stop it out here.
What?
Yeah, that's a law in Washington.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Mutual combat.
Yeah, that's it.
Is it called combat?
You could call the cops and be like, ew. Yo, me and homeboy about to throw hands. Mm-hmm. Pull up.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, they'll pull up and let you fight. Make sure it doesn't escalate and shit.
Yeah. I was just talking about somebody because like one of the first videos I ever shot that got big on YouTube was like a really high quality fight.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking about like, I don't know, it was a stupid ass idea and I was like, oh, I can't do that because implications. But like if niggas are allowed to fight,
yeah,
I definitely might move forward with that idea.
I would totally support that because it reminds me of my hood days in Palm Beach. Okay, so there was like a little like DVD that you would get in the hood and it was just like street fights.
Like, that's what I'm saying. That's where the fight compilations on YouTube came from.
Yeah.
That's the original fight compilations.
Yeah. I would totally support.
I'm just trying to figure out how to find like
the real fighters. Real
fights. Because I don't want fucking MMA motherfuckers running up in there smacking. Actually, I think
I was on
the
E-line, right? I was on the E-line on my way to work. I got a few E-line stories. But this dude got on. He was talking cash shit to this guy that wasn't on the bus. Talking cash shit. Mm-hmm. He hops on the bus thinking he's safe. The bus doesn't pull off right away. So homeboy catches up to the bus. So he gets on and he's like, oh, where's that motherfucker? He's looking for him. He sees him. He's like, get off the bus. Let's go. And the dude's like, I don't want to fight. He was talking all that shit. Get off the bus. Get off the bus. Dude's like, no. So he's not trying to get up. The guy that's trying to fight him gets off. Some random couple like that knows him apparently. Like the guy grabbed onto him and like just threw himself off the bus. So now the guy's like trying to fight the other dude. His girl gets off, tases this guy, and then he proceeds to get his ass whooped from the first dude he was talking shit to. I'm like, yo, all in all, I was like 10 minutes late, but it was kind of worth it. No bullshit.
Oh my God.
I was like, yo, this is fire. No, yo. This is like Washington is on some
other stuff, but you just got to pay attention.
I'm going to know now. Mutual combat. Hey, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, if you want to fight him, like if you go ask him and y'all both say yes, y'all won't even go to jail.
Yeah. So sweetie, it is what it is.
I'm about to bust on the E-line again. These two ladies get on. I'm minding my business. One of them pulls out aluminum foil. Hmm. Anybody from the hood, anybody
on drugs.
Yeah.
I already know. It's not big enough for a sandwich.
No.
It's too big to be a tab of acid.
Yeah. So I'm like,
which is it's too big. Yeah. That's too much aluminum foil.
There goes the bullshit, man. I'm like, she's not about to do this shit on the bus. So I make eye contact with the lady she's sitting with, and she's just like,
oh, shit, what are this we happening? Are you going to do something about
this
it?
This is about to fucking happen.
Are you going to do something?
We're in this together, okay? We're in this together.
I'm like, yeah, if I'm not going to bug if it's not a lot of smoke and they open a window. Okay. Like, I'm sitting like a decent distance. I'm not going to bug. Yo,
you're not
they
gonna
don't
bug?
Open the window and a big fucking cloud comes up. So now I'm looking around at everybody sitting like within like the immediate vicinity. I'm like,
y'all don't.
So I'm like, all right, are you guys dead ass right now? Like, what are you doing? And the lady's like, what? I'm like, bro, like, you're freebasing on a full fucking bus. Like, what do you mean, what? She's like, oh, mind your business. I'm like, you made it my business when you decide to freebase on the bus, bro. Like, I didn't wake up this morning like, freebase. Like, you know what I mean? I didn't wake up with that shit in mind.
And it's the secondhand freebase, too, I gotta get to.
Yeah, what the fuck?
The secondhand shit?
It's not even quality. Like, you know what I mean?
It's the secondhand smoke.
Like, come on. Like, the fuck?
Shit.
Like, chill. Just chill.
I'm just
like,
trying to go to fucking work.
Then she goes to me, I
just got off work.
Be loud, like usual. I'm like, so for some clarity for everyone on the bus, we don't know each other.
No.
Like, never met this lady in my life. We don't base together or anything. Like,
I'm just mad as fuck.
Oh, it's just a basic argument.
I'm like,
they'll work it
so
out.
You're a racist on top of being someone who smokes base on the bus. Fire. That is great for you. But what you're going to do, though, is if you want to continue to base, yeah, you're getting off the bus. Fuck out of here.
Get the fuck off.
I mean,
the
and
bus.
She's like, oh, you better shut up.
And?
Or what?
Have you seen me?
Or what? Like, yeah, like, all 300 pounds, or what? So she's like, or something's going to happen. And I'm like, yo, you need to chill. And she's like, oh, you're going to put your hands on me? I'm like, lady, listen. This is a mutual combat state. You challenge me. I say, okay. You put your hands on me. I have no choice.
Knocking you the fuck
out. I'm not going to hit you with a closed fist because I'm at least a nice person. I'm going to smack the living daylight out of you, though. Like, I don't put your hands on me. I'm just telling you, there's people on the bus. And so now everyone's looking at me crazy. So I'm like, oh, I'm the asshole because she threatened me and I'm saying I'm going to defend myself.
Yeah, that's
like,
a all right,
cool.
Position.
I'll shut up then. I'm not going to say anything. Mm-hmm. Like,
enjoy this.
You're welcome that they're not smoking anymore, though.
Yeah.
I mean, so then the guy sent across from him is like, nah, you're right. I'm on probation. I've been straight for like 5 years. I'm on my way to work. If I piss dirty, I go back for 10. Mm. So now I'm like, yo, you see this shit? You're affecting this man's life. You don't even know him.
No, he wouldn't have pissed dirty just from sitting there, though. That's weird.
That's, but, yo, on some real shit, that's what she said. That's exactly what she said. Like, you
You on the wrong side of this.
His dirty
like, second hand up, you pussy. I was like, shut the fuck up. Like, if you took a drug test before, you know that's impossible. You're not just gonna, oh my gosh, that's, I accidentally sat beside somebody smoking weed. I'm about to pee dirty tomorrow. Shut your ass up.
I don't know if weed smokes different from base smoke, though. You know what I mean? I don't know.
It's not gonna get in your bloodstream.
I would hope the fuck not. But also, fuck you. This is not a discussion. We are not the logic behind that, bitch. I don't want to take the risk.
Yeah, long story short, they stopped smoking.
Yeah, thank you.
No, you're a true American hero.
That's right here.
We had a hand clap button for the.
That's not even the first time, though. Yikes. People be bugging her. They, yo, motherfuckers bug on the bus.
Have you heard True's new album, No Face, No Case?
I have. Heard Virgil a couple Discount tracks
is on there.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
One, the, 2 Chainz drops, like his whole little True crew or whatever. They got.
They're nice.
I don't know.
How you feel? Oh, please tell me more.
I haven't heard.
Oh, okay, okay. I was like, you shunning them. I'm like, damn.
I'm not shunning. No, I would never. I haven't heard it, but I always like to hear, like, whatever project it is before I like definitively make a decision on it.
I agree.
So I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, I try to listen to it cover to cover.
I wasn't thoroughly impressed on my first couple of tracks, but like, you know, I haven't gave it a full listen.
I get it.
I'm a person, I'm about to drop probably one of the best videos in my entire life, probably like next month.
Like your own music? Because I know you make music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I found you on iTunes. I listened to a couple.
Oh, shit,
yeah, I went searching.
Wow,
that's
crazy. Yeah, wow. I'll send you the link to the. Okay. I'll send you the Google Drive link. See what you think.
Okay.
But yeah.
I didn't even know you did music like that. You a creator,
Nah, man. Well, like I did music before I did videos, though. So, honestly.
See, what you mean? Nah, I'm not a creator.
No, I do music.
I shoot awesome movies. I act. What do you need from me? I got it all right here. Production.
I mean, if I didn't do that, then I wouldn't be able to sustain my way of life. Just because like that's like my full time.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah,
yeah, I have a career, but like, you know, there's a whole complete you. So like music versus video, no, like love. Yeah, I get it.
That's fire.
But yeah, it's like I just know I love film the most, so I think that's why I go the hardest in it. But I still like be sneaking in like little tracks and little things like that every now and then, especially with like how easy it is to like just go on Spotify or like it's easy just to get on all the streaming platforms now, like easier than it was. Before it was like a mystical voodoo. You had to like
do a lot more.
Yeah. Now it's just like you just get on the internet
and upload and it'll go to all of them.
Yeah.
Like the right program.
Yeah, it takes a couple of days, but it's pretty quick. So I think it's just really cool. Like technology, like there's just so many ways to make money, like just on some apps on our phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's just easy. It's amazing to me. Yeah. Like when I was a kid, if I had if I had an iPhone or something and now I could make money in high school, like more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, we had like, you know, Craigslist and stuff like that. You can still move around, but like with what we have now, man, oh my gosh, like
I feel you.
oh, you think this the wax? I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Well, no, once you're hitting it the whole time, all the wax just comes like
one way. So yeah.
That shit's beautiful, man. As soon as I hit it. No, you know what? There was a moment and you guys didn't notice it luckily because I would have felt like a loser. But like I was like it and I was like, oh damn, I'm high. And I just like sat like this. So there's probably on the camera me just sitting like this for like just like this.
Yeah, but it's a good high. Yeah, no, I like the cool. combination cool. of this. It's not, you know, weighing me down.
Yeah, I
and
like it.
The leaf is always a delicious, magical, amazing product.
Yeah, it's been a roller coaster ride.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was up and now I'm like, ooh, it's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm mixing it up.
It was probably that joint too. The sativa
in the middle kind of. Pumped you up.
Rock and roll.
Do you guys listen to R&B?
Hell yeah.
Luke James, have you heard of him?
Nah.
No.
Well, actually, I probably have if I could hear a record.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I wouldn't say that I've heard like a whole album or nothing like that.
Well, he just dropped To Feel Loves or Loved. Or
To Feel Loved is the name of the record.
Yeah, so it's both, basically.
I feel like
and
I've seen that not too long.
Both what?
The Love and Loved, like how it's written, the title. So to
oh,
feel
that's why
love
he showed it to
love.
Me. I was like,
yeah.
well, I can't,
but I'm just
like,
to
oh, that's dope. No, that's dope.
But the album is like, what do you mean? Out of all of them?
No, out of the love or loved.
To whenever, feel love you read or it, to feel loved.
Which one is like when you read it, you're gonna read it a certain way. Which way are you gonna read it?
I read it loved, to feel loved.
Mm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's a whole different thing, though, if you separate the D completely to mm-hmm. feel love D. Uh-huh. It's like, oh, you giving her the D, D. Oh, you love her, love her. You, yeah. yeah, like.
Or if because the is album D. is really.
feel love D.
Oh, well, depends on how you say it.
I can't wait for you guys listen to this album because it's so, like, it's like he has a falsetto or, like, it just, like, it gets to you. It is that kind of R&B, like, soul-touching music. And so you are going to feel, like, now you can interpret it as if you want to feel love or to feel love or feel loved when you listen to it. You can listen to it in two different, you know, mind states if, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The music, but and I'm gonna do that. So I want to know when you do that, how, which way do you interpret that album?
Might have to get back to you on that.
How yeah. There are some dope events going on in the city. Of course, we, the Bakersman Collective, me, is
having. Thanks for having us. By the way, it's been an amazing time.
Thank you. So Baked and Blessed is on February 23rd.
That's 3 days before my birthday, so that's gonna be like the pregame to this shit.
It's gonna be at the Hype House from 2 to 6 p.m. Get on our IG. The link is in the bio. Purchase your tickets now. Early bird tickets and sales end tonight. So, and you probably won't hear this so in time, depending on editing. My bad, bro. The tickets?
No, the pod.
The podcast? Oh, my plan is to get it out by tomorrow.
Oh, shit. But that's pretty, I mean, that's pretty fast.
Yeah, it just has to go through.
Oh, is the event tomorrow or something?
No, the event's on the 23rd. So
it'll be good.
Yeah. But we'll be there in the house smoking great bud and great leaf, having more amazing conversations like this with a lot more people and vendors. So join us. And there's another event thrown by Tokativity. Dang, I don't have my cell phone to look all the details, but you have to join the Tokativity Club. Hit them up on IG. It's a social club. They're having an event called the Psychedelic Leap Year on the 29th of February from 7 to 10 p.m. So get at their IG. Follow that information because the event looks awesome.
That shit sounds dope.
Yeah, it does. Right. Yeah. And I know I do believe it's a women's organization. I don't want to exclude you fellas because the event could be right. The social club might be for women, but the event could be for everybody. So just hit their IG up and get.
So basically
too.
Pull the fuck up.
Exactly. So it's dope that you took the time to have a J with us until the next session. Remember that we're just two functional potheads. Well, really, there's three of us today.
Gang.
Okay.
Skadoosh. I don't know why I said that.
I'm here trying to bring light and truth about Canada. So have a good one. Stay baked.
Goodbye. Thanks for having me.